That's right, Naked Scientist still going strong in 2100. Now, the way we work has evolved dramatically in the last 80 years. We've gone from mainly manual jobs to almost all of us been desk-bound, tapping away at computers. So what will the future bring? More of the same? Or will robots have stolen all of the jobs? I spoke with Lizzalotto Lingzo, futurist and founding partner at Future Navigator, to learn more about what work will look like in the year 2100.
First of all, I think the office notion and the notion of paying people per hour is very much from the industrial society's logic. And I think we're going to completely depart from that. I think we will look into a future where we will be very human-centered, because machines will be extremely good at being machines at that point in time. So we will have to be very good at being humans. I think we'll look back and think, oh, back in 2018, people were so primitive back then, pushing people like they were lemons, you know. They had stress, they had depressions, they had loneliness. I'm so happy with that. Now in the 21st hundred, we can actually get something better out of people. We understand how people work. We understand that people shouldn't be working on their own. They should be working in teams. So I think we'll go from headhunting to team hunting. You will also not have the retirement as you have it today. We'll go from retirement to having breaks where you retrain, where you reorganize yourself. We probably won't have one education in the beginning of life. We will have micro-learning, adaptive learning as we go along. So we all the time, you know, get feedbacks for, okay, now Lizzalotte has forgotten everything. She needs to catch up on this, that, or the other.
It's looking like as machines get better and better, some more and more people will lose their jobs. So what kinds of things will we be doing 80 years from now?
I'm actually not so worried about having this jobless society. All indicators show that the more we put technology into these different areas, the more busy we get ourselves. So, for instance, within healthcare, you now monitorize the elderly people and they know exactly when they need water, when they need exercise. And all it has created is this Hydra's hit with even more jobs for the healthcare providers. And we will be around 10 billion people. So there's going to be plenty of stuff to do. It's just going to be different tasks than we used to. I mean, if you look out of the window right now, we have refugee crisis, we have environmental crisis, we have so many people who need a better quality of life. We don't have enough water. There is so many jobs out there. So I think it's so sad to look at these young people who are scared of entering the labor market because they hear the robots are coming and they won't be needed. You know, they are needed like never before, but it's a different kind of perspective. New jobs are going to be created. Looking at ourselves as machines, that's a big mistake. We really have to find out about human nature. You probably know that empathy is going to be more important because that's a little difficult for machines to have this empathic muscle. Something that we are talking less about is actually the ability to be irritated. People can get very, very irritated, and there you actually have the key to clever innovation. Likewise, people can get lazy. And that's also a very good sentiment if you want to create a better planet, because it's asking yourself, what do I not want to do any longer? Or could I do this in a smarter way? Machines are not feeling lazy. So I think we have to, in a sense, tease out these very human capabilities and really find out how to tease out our individual potentials in this future.
I like the idea of laziness and irritability being our like defining human characteristics that separate us from machines. Will commuting still be a thing? Will we still go to offices?
Already now we are skin hungry like never before. So I think we will actually need to meet. And we need to meet in order to touch, in order to taste, in order to have the informality of meetings. But I think it doesn't make sense to say whether it's in real life or in virtual life 100 years from now, because you can already now make holograms that you can actually touch. So I think you can replace quite a few of these things. I mean, I have to go into a few of the technologies that will be there. So for instance, by that time, we can do mind reading, so I can read your mind. It's already happening now that you can recognize the brain waves and you can have implants of memory. We have to already now think about how much do we want to alter the human nature. It's not technology and humankind. It's really technology melting together with humans. So we'll be having these super capacities in ourselves. And the big challenge is going to be balance that so we'll have happy lives together.
And what other technologies do you think might be making work life different in the future?
Well, the memory chip that I talked about is actually putting a mouse in front of a maze, and then it takes it 3 weeks to get into the cheese in the center. And then placing a mouse in front of a maze that has never seen the maze before, taking out the chip you had in the other mouse's head, transplanting it into the other mouse. And then the mouse is actually catching the cheese in the first go, like it has been in the maze before. Well, they're doing this right now for people with dementia. So when you have become 60, you can have a kind of brain update. So you're sure you haven't forgotten anything.
This is like the Matrix. It's like when Keanu Reeves gets Kung Fu downloaded into his mind.
It is a little bit, but it works on mice now. So why not on people? So I actually think we'll have different workplaces where you do a lot to augment people and where they might lose out on all privacy. And then you have other workplaces where they are guarding the privacy and they are fencing you in and securing your privacy.
That was Lizalotta Lingso from Future Navigator with the workplace of the future. So what do you reckon, Chris? Would you get a memory chip implanted into your brain?
I'd quite like a memory implant that will help me to remember when I'm supposed to be going places, and also people's names. Having, you know, to meet so many people and remember people's names and put names to faces quickly. I mean, that would be good to have that enhancement, I think.
Do you know what? I was thinking no, because of the privacy, but I am always getting into trouble because I forget people's names, so I would definitely be down for that one. So now it's time to check in again with Izzy Clark, producer of the 22nd Century, who's just getting home from work.